True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Thanks for joining me this morning for Total Information AM here on KMOX. And as we've reported on this station, esports have become a massive industry from the club to high school, college, and professional level. And this week, the National Association of Esports Coaches and Directors, known as NACAD, has been meeting here in St. Louis. One serious concern for anyone in this realm is online safety for players. And one of the presenters is a past guest on our show, Ron Kerbs, CEO of Kitas, a company that uses AI to identify potential online threats for gamers. Ron, thank you so much for joining me this morning here on KMOX.
Hey, good morning, Megan. Thanks for having me.
Tell us a little bit more about what you're seeing when it comes to some of the dangerous online behavior and some of these multiplayer gaming scenarios.
Yeah, we've been seeing a lot of things, but first I want to, you know, make sure that everyone understands that, you know, esports is a growing trend in the U.S. We're meeting now at the conference, and we're talking about thousands of schools in the U.S. who already have esports programs. It's expected that by 2028, half of the schools in the U.S. will have esports programs. But it's great because a lot of those kids are not participating in other activities like soccer, football, and so on. But having said that, there are some risks that we need to talk about, and that's the reason that I came to the conference to talk with some of the directors and coaches about what we've been seeing working with them. So in Q1 of this year, we did an analysis of all of the alerts that we've been seeing, and we analyzed more than 7 million conversations every month of players, of gamers, protecting them while they play. And we detected close to 3,000 cases of alerts that directors and coaches should be aware of. And the biggest concern was actually private information sharing. So a lot of those times kids play with gamers that they don't know and just for practice, and they share information, real world information that they shouldn't be sharing, like their actual home address, like their phone number, like their physical location, where do they go to school, and so on. That's an information that could be used by predators and scammers later on.
Ron, could you explain for our listeners how your system works?
Yeah, for sure. So basically, we work with schools and we work with esports programs. They install our software on their devices, on their PCs. We connect in the background to 3,200 games. We analyze the voice conversations, the text conversations within the game, and even the gaming events to detect anything that could be dangerous for the kids. We support 64 types of risks, including scams, bullying, harassment, use of hate speech, sexual content that shouldn't be happening in school setting. And when we detect something like that, and we do that based on algorithms that we developed in-house, we alert the directors, the coaches about the scenario. We give them a summary of what happened. We don't share a full transcript. We believe in privacy. And then they're basically approaching the relevant gamer. They talk with them about the situation and explain what happened, what should have happened, and what can they do better next time.
You mentioned that sharing of personal information. What other things are you seeing either an increase or a decrease in when it comes to online risks?
Yeah, we've been seeing a lot of cases of hate speech happening. Unfortunately, it has been something that happened in gaming, you know, even 15 or 20 years ago when gaming just started. But now it's happening way, way more than that. Sexual content is actually 1/6 of what we've been detecting. And just in the first quarter, we had 500 cases of sexual content, kids being asked for intimate photos or things that shouldn't be happening in gaming. Account access is actually a big thing as well. We had 184 cases just in Q1 of 2025 of kids being asked for passwords for their gaming accounts. And for those of you who don't know, your gaming account holds a lot of information about you. So first of all, you have your credit card connected to the account so you can purchase virtual assets. So it means that if someone gets access to your account, they can buy virtual assets. They can later on move those assets to other accounts and sell them on the internet. It also provides, it has a lot of information about your past history or communication with other players, a lot of private information. Other things that we've been seeing is predators. We had 75 cases of online predators, pedophiles, reaching out to kids, trying to set up meetings to meet them. So that has been something that we've been monitoring. And cyberbullying was always something that we were concerned about. In Q1 of 2025, we had 25 cases of cyberbullying that we detected and alerted esports coaches and directors about. It has been, there is an awareness about for this problem. So we have been seeing a good improvement in addressing cyberbullying and reducing cyberbullying in the school setting.
Yeah, I'm really curious, you know, using this technology and spotting this, then what's the human element to this for those coaches and program directors?
Yeah, so that's exactly what one of the reasons that I'm here. It's not just about detecting and alerting, it's about educating. And we need to address it. We need to talk with the kids. We need to show them what is the real way to do that, what is the healthy way, what is the safe way to do that. So just by getting the alerts, that's, you know, just the first part of the solution. The biggest part is actually addressing it, is analyzing it, is retroactively mentioning it and talking with the kids about those scenarios and situations and teaching them how to address it next time. And the same as, you know, professional athletes need to deal with rage. They need to deal with controlling their emotions. Those are some things that kids and young gamers should be dealing with when they practice and planning to be professional.
Ron, I know I've asked you this before, but what guardrails are in place to prevent something from penalizing a gamer who's maybe innocently using keywords or things like that that might trigger an alert?
Yeah, so we do analyze the context of the conversation. So by saying, hey, I'm going to kill you, but if you're playing a shooting game, we're not going to trigger a ban. So we take into account a lot of aspects of the game, including the voice chat, the text chat, but also of the contextual of the game. So what is being played? Are they in the lobby? Are they playing against someone they know before? Or is it someone new that they're playing against? What is the history? What is their age? What is their tone of the voice, the emotions of the players? All of that is being taken into account to make sure that we're not just flagging, you know, specific words, but we're actually understanding if something dangerous is happening.
Ron, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We really appreciate it. I hope you've enjoyed your stay in St. Louis.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me. And definitely follow NACA, the National Association for Coaches and Directors. They have been doing a really good work in addressing and promoting esports in the U.S. and specifically in the region.
That is Ron Kerbs. He is CEO of Kitas. That's a company that uses AI to identify potential online threats for gamers.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.